भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, Text Number 22. The chapter entitles The Residents of Jambudvip Offer Prayers. Matrapyate ojasa sura suradayas Matrapyate ojasa sura suradayas
Matrapyate ojasa sura suradayas
Tapyanta ugram tapa indriya dhiya Tapyanta ugram tapa indriya dhiya
Tapyanta ugram tapa indriya dhiya
Rite bhagavat bhavat pada pradayan namam
Rite bhagavat pada parayan namam
Rite bhagavat pada parayan namam Vindanti aham tad dhritya atyato jita
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 Madhrapyate yojasa sura suradaya Tapyanta ugram tapa indriya dhiya
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 Hrite bhavat pada parayana nama
Hrite bhavat pada parayana nama
Hrite bhavat pada parayana nama dhṛtayāyato citta
vidyantaḥ dhṛtayāyato citta
vidyantaḥam tvam tvad dhṛtayāyato citta
vidyantaḥam dhṛtayāyato citta
matrāpyate ojasa sura asura daya Tapyanta ugram tapa indriya dhiya
Tapyanta ugram tapa indriya dhiya
Hrite bhavat pada parayana namam
Hrite bhavat pada parayana namam
Vindyanti aham tvad dhṛtayā yato acita
Vindyanti aham tvad dhṛtayā yato acita Matrapayate jesa sura
Tapa indriya dhiya
Tapyanta ugram tapa bhagavata pada parayana namam vindati aham tadradraya yatojita
Matrapyate. To obtain my mercy. Aja. Lord Rama. Isha. Lord Shiva. Sura. The other demigods. Headed by King Indra, Chandra, and Varuna. Asura Adaya. As well as the demons. Tapyante undergo ugram severe tapaha sorry tapaha austerity indriyadhiya those whose minds are absorbed in the thoughts of the superior sense gratification
those minds are absorbed in the thoughts of superior sense gratification
Rite, unless Bhavat Pada Parayanat, one who is wholly and solely engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord's lotus feet.
One who is wholly and solely engaged in the service of the lotus Supreme Lord.
Na, not Maam, me, Bindyanti, obtain. Aham, I, Tva, in you, Hridaya, whose hearts, Yataha, therefore, Ajita, O unconquerable one. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. O Supreme Unconquerable Lord, when they become absorbed in the thoughts of material enjoyment, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, as well as the other demigods and demons, undergo severe penances and austerities to receive my benediction. But I do not favor anyone, however great he may be, unless he is always engaged in the service of the lotus feet of the service of the lotus feet, because I always keep you within the heart, I cannot favor anyone but a devotee. Translation responsibly. O Supreme Unconquerable Lord.
When they become
absorbed in thoughts of the material enjoyment, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, as well as the other demigods and demons, undergo severe penances and austerities to receive my benedictions. But I do not favor anyone. However great he may be. unless he is always engaged in the service of the lotus feet.
Unless he is always engaged in the service of the lotus feet.
Because I always keep you within my heart.
Because I always keep you within my heart.
I cannot favor anyone but a devotee.
I cannot favor anyone but a devotee.
Purport. In this verse, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, clearly states that she does not bestow her favor on any materialistic person. Although sometimes a materialistic person becomes very opulent in the eyes of another materialist, such opulence is bestowed upon him by the goddess of Durga Devi. A material expansion of goddess of fortune, not by Lakshmi Devi herself. Those who desire material wealth worship Durga Devi with the following mantra: Dhanam dehi, rupam dehi, rupavati bharyam dehi, bhajam dehi. O worshipful Mother Durga, please give me wealth, strength, fame, a good wife, and so on. By pleasing Goddess Durga, one can obtain such benefits. But since they are temporary, they result only in maya sukhaha, the illusory happiness. As stated by Prahlad Maharaj, maya sukhaya bharam udbhato vimugdhan. Those who work very hard for material benefits are bimudhas, foolish rascals. Because such happiness will not endure. On the other hand, devotees like Prahlad and Dhruva Maharaj achieve extraordinary material opulences. But such opulence were not maya sukha. When a devotee acquires an unparalleled opulences, they are the direct gift of Goddess of Fortune, who resides in the heart of Narayana. The material opulences a person obtains by offering prayers to Goddess of Durga are temporary. As described in Bhagavad Gita 7:23, antavantatu phalam tesam tad bhavati alpamedasam. Men of meager intelligence desire temporary happiness. We have actually seen that one of the disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted to enjoy the property of his spiritual master, and the spiritual master, being merciful towards him, gave him the temporary property, but not the power to preach the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. That special mercy of power to preach is given to the devotee who does not want anything material from his spiritual master, but wants only to serve him. The story of the demon Ravana illustrates this point. Although Ravana tried to abduct a goddess of fortune, Sita Devi, from the custody of Lord Ramachandra, he could not possibly do so. The Sita Devi he forcibly took with him was not original Sita Devi, but an expansion of Maya or Durga Devi. As a result, instead of winning the favor of the real goddess of fortune, Ravana and his whole family were vanquished by power of Durga Devi. Srishti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Reka. Om Ajnanati Mirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militanmena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागजातं सहगणरघुनाथमितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखांबितां च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तत्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुवेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे दिवाचालं पंगुं लंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनधारिणं So we are continuing to hear the wonderful prayers offered by the residents of Jambudweep. We heard the prayer. Jambudweep has got 9 verses, so each verse has got a residence, chief residence. These prayers are being offered by the chief residents of each verses. From the 11th verse, we heard who was the chief residence of 11th verse? Lord Shiva. We heard the wonderful prayers by Lord Shiva too. Lord Sankarsan. Lord Shiva worships Lord Sankarsan in the 11th verse. And we heard nice, wonderful prayers offered by Lord Shiva. Then we heard the prayers of the Bhadrasva verse. Who is the chief residence of Bhadrasva verse? Bhadrasrava is the chief resident. And who is he worshipping there? Hayagriva. Lord Hayagriva. The Lord, the incarnations with half the head of horse and the lower part of the body is like human. Hayashisa also is done by him. So we hear the prayers by Hayagriva as well. And next we went to Harivarsa. Harivarsa is the chief residence of Harivarsa is Prahlad Maharaj. And we heard the beautiful prayers offered by Prahlad Maharaj to Lord Nrsingadev. Now we hear the prayers of Lakshmi Devi. And whose residence of which verse? Ketumala verse. And who is the worshipable Lord? Pradyumna or Kamadev, yes. Lord Vishnu. The expansion of Lord Vishnu is the Pradyumna and Kamadev. I think Adi Purush Prabhu nicely explained who is Kamadev. So these prayers are being offered. If we find in Bhagavatam lots and every canto, almost every chapter, we hear the prayers of the devotees. As Amarendra Prabhu explains, these prayers are not just ordinary prayers. And these devotees who are offering, they are also not ordinary devotees. They are extraordinary devotees. And when they pray, what is coming out from their heart is this is love they have for the Lord in their own mood, and then that love is pouring out from their heart. That is the prayers of these great devotees. So, and we will continue to hear the prayers of other verses, such as Ramayaka Varsha, where the Vaivashada Manu in the future as we go further. He's worshipping Matsyadev, Lord Matsya, in Hiranmaya Varsha. Aryama, he's worshipping Lord Kurmadev. Uttarakur Varsha, Bhumi Dev is worshipping Lord Varahadev. Kim Purusha Varsha, Lord Hanuman is worshipping Lord Ramachandra. And Bharata Varsha, Narada Muni is worshipping Lord Naranarayan Rishis. This is where the Jambudvip, and then these nine verses, these are the residents of these nine verses, chief residents. And they're offering their prayers to their worshipful Lord. So in today's verse, Mother Lakshmi is saying she does not favor anyone but a devotee of the Lord. Yes? That's the theme of today's verse. Mother Lakshmi saying, she says, even Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma and the great demigods come and approach through the great austerities if the desire is for material enjoyment. She said, nah, it's not me. I do not grant such boons. My boons are purely in the service of the Lord. So what does he say? O Supreme Unconquerable Lord, when they become absorbed in thoughts of material enjoyment, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, as well as the other demigods and demons undergo severe penances and austerities to receive my benediction. But I do not favor anyone, however great he may be, unless he is engaged in the service of your lotus feet. She is referring to Lord Pradyumna. She says, unless they are serving, engaged in the service, she favors them. Because I always keep you within my heart. Mother Lakshmi is the devotee of the Lord. And Lakshmi is always has got a lordship in there, in her heart. She says, I cannot favor anyone but a devotee. That is, so this is the prayer of today, Mother Lakshmi is saying. And Srila Prabhupada starts the purport. In this verse, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, clearly states that she does not bestow her favor on any materialistic person. Although sometimes materialists become very opulent in the eyes of another materialist, such opulence is bestowed upon by Goddess Durga. And Goddess Durga is expansion of Lakshmi Devi. However, she is in the mode of material realm. Any benediction that is offered by Mother Durga is temporary. It's material, temporary. So what are they? Prabhupada gives a mantra. What are they generally, those who are worshipping for the sense gratification, what are they asking for? Purport? Dhanam Dei. Yes. Money is sweeter than?
Organic.
Even organic honey is better. So organic money is better, Arjun Sakha was saying. Even better. Dhanam dehi, rupam dehi. Rupa. Beauty. Give me beauty. What is the desire? Dhanam dehi, rupam dehi. And what is it? Rupavati bharyam dehi. Wow. So this is generally is a prayer of the person who is looking for a enjoying the sense gratification. I'm not sure this is a, I think Prabhupada just made it in the Sanskrit mantra. And oh worshipful Mother Durga, please give me wealth, strength, fame, and good wife, and so on. This is Prabhupada's purpose. By pleasing God, Goddess Durga, one cannot obtain such a benefit. But since they are temporary, the result only is Maya Sukhaya. Maya Sukhaya. It's illusory happiness or temporary happiness. Does not last long. And Srila Prabhupada quotes a prayers by Prahlad Maharaj in the purport. From 7th Canto, chapter 9, text 43. In this prayer, Prahlad Maharaj is greatly concerned. Why is he concerned? Any thoughts? Naivo dvije para duratyaya vaitarnyas. Tvat virya gayan maha amrita mangala chitta. He says, now this is a concern or of Prahlad Maharaj. He said, for me personally, what is my engagement? What I do? Tvat virya. Virya means, oh great Lord. He's referring to Lord Nrsingadev. This is a prayer to Lord Nrsingadev. What do I do? Gayan maha amrita mangala chitta. I am constantly engaged in singing your auspicious glories, Prahlad Maharaj said. Socha tato bimukha chetasa indriyartha. However, he says, socha means I think about them. Who? Those who are bimukha chetasa indriyartha, who are so absorbed in their indriya artha, for the benefit of the senses or sense pleasure. In their heart, they're just asking for a indriya artha, meaning the sense pleasure or material pleasure. Maya sukhaya bharam udbato bimhunan. And what are they looking for, they're asking for? Is Maya sukhaya, Prabhupada says. Maya sukha means a happiness that is temporary, illusory, that comes. Bharam udbato bimhunan. And what are the Prahlad Maharaj is giving their title as Bimura. What Prabhupada calls them? Translation? Fools and rascals. I think once Prabhupada gave a heavy lecture somewhere in the I can't recall the reference, but he gave same Mudha and Bimudas and fools and rascals and ass and camels or whatever. The Bhagavatam is just, he just quoted that in clear picture, you know, with a big audience. And when he finished and when he came back, and he asked, I think one of his disciples, and said, Was I too much, too heavy? And he said to the disciples, I can say this, but don't imitate this. I'm an old man. Whatever I say, they're not gonna take it seriously. But however, just be mindful of the audience. Yeah? If you and I, or any young person or other person who's not in that level, if he goes and I'll just say, you rascals, you fools and you cows and asses and animals or whatever, that's not so. However, here Prahlad Maharaj is getting bimuras. Prabhupada translates as, what does he say? Although all of them are nothing but the fools and rascals, I am thinking of them also. This is Prahlad Maharaj thinking of this. He's not concerned. He said, I always engage in your Lordship's service. However, and those fools and rascals who do not serve the Lord, instead they are going going for a gratifications, sense gratifications. They are bimuras. This is a translation. O best of the great personality, this is Prahlad Maharaj praying to Lord Nrisimhadev. I am not at all afraid of material existence, for however, I stay fully absorbed in the thoughts of your glories and activities. Tadvirya Gayan Maha Amrita Mangala Chitta. My concern is only for those fools and rascals who are making elaborate plans for material happiness and maintain their families, societies and countries. I simply concerned with love for them. What a compassion, what a... This is a prayer that Prahlad Maharaj is asking. He's not asking for benefit for himself. He's saying, my Lord, I am concerned for them. He's praying on behalf of us. And this is the quality of the great devotees. Seeing the compassion, being compassionate to the living entities who are... Srila Prabhupada make his journey all the way from Vrindavan to Boston or New York. What is the reason? It's compassion. Now in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj says what the material enjoyment, he refers as a durataya vaitarnyas. The translation, Prabhupada translates the word Vaitarnya. Durataya means insurmountable or very difficult to cross. Vaitarnya, of the Vaitarni river, of the material world. That's the translation of that word. Now I was just curious to know what is Vaitarnya river, what is it about, why is it compared, Vaitarnya, the material happiness, enjoyment is compared to as Vaitarnya. Vaitarnya is a river in hellish planet. That river goes around the whole hellish the area of the hellish planet. And I was just looking at the description because we will hear the hellish description of the hellish planet in this canto or the 26th chapter. So here is what Vaitarnya river, because in the Prahlad Maharaj's prayers, he compares this material enjoyment as the Vaitarnya. Durataya Vaitarnya is the word he uses. Now this is the definition of the explanation of what is Vaitarnya river. In this is from the 5th canto, chapter 26, text 22. A person who is born into a responsible family, such as Kshatriya, a member of the royalty, or a government servant, but who neglects this to execute his prescribed duties. Who? Those who are in the position of the government, or those who are in the royal family, or who has got a responsibility, and they fail to prescribe their duty, or otherwise they neglect, or cheat, or punish. This is described to them. So, those who neglect to execute his prescribed duties according to the religious principle, according to dharma, and who thus becomes degraded, falls down at the time of death into the river of hell known as Vaitarani. And what happens there? This river, which is moat, the moat means a ditch or kind of. This is, sorry, which is a moat surrounding the hellish planet or hell, is full of ferocious aquatic animals. When a sinful man is thrown into the river by Vaitarani, the aquatic animals there immediately begin to eat him. But because of extreme sinful life, he does not leave his body. He constantly remembers his sinful activities and suffers terribly in that river, which is full of stool, urine, pus, blood, hair, nails, bones, marrow, flesh, and fat. Wow. Very, very, very graphical explanation. Huh? And then that, see, Prabhupada in the sloka, Prabhupada compares the material enjoyment as Vaitaranya, which is almost in an every sense is a negative. The description. And let's move on to further on Prabhupada's points. In Prabhupada quotes, two devotees in the purport who have received the benediction or boon of Mother Goddess of Fortune. Who are they in the purport? Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj. And Prabhupada says, this is the direct, see the other benefits who are looking for a material opulence, these benefits received from Durga Devi. However, Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj, the benedict they have received is a direct the benediction from Mother Lakshmi. So what was the opulence of Prahlad Maharaj? Prahlad Maharaj became a ruler after who? His father. And what is his opulence was? The Hiranyakashipu was the king or the ruler of not just our planet or Bhumandala. In fact, he was ruling all three planetary systems. Middle, upper and lower. He was in charge. It's even described that just movement of his eyebrows, demigod used to fear. They were so submissive and obeying his orders. That was the power of Hiranyakashipu. And so, Prahlad has received the what? He inherited that kingdom. That kingdom, I think, he can imagine the opulence. You become a king of, or the ruler of, emperor of, the all middle, lower and top planetary system. So, And that, Prabhupada says, is the direct benefit, the benediction of Lakshmi Devi. Because what is Prahlad Maharaj doing with that kingdom? He's engaging himself, as we heard in the prayer, in the constant chanting and glorifying the Lord, or in other words, devotion service. And not only himself, he's engaging entire citizens of his kingdom in the service of the Lord. Therefore, Prabhupada says, that benediction, that opulence is received, is the direct opulence, the direct benediction of Lakshmi Devi. He also compares, Prabhupada also compares the direct benediction of Dhruv Maharaj as Lakshmi Devi. Would Dhruv Maharaj even though Dhruv Maharaj had a material desire before he went to for tapasya, before he received the, he wanted the kingdom greater than Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma. So what was the opulence of Dhruv Maharaj? Yes, before that he even ruled the entire Bhumandala. Yeah, he comes in the Priyavrata Maharaj, same kingdom. Priyavrata Maharaj was the ruler of the all seven islands, Saptadvipa, of Bhumandala, entire Bhumandala. So Dhruva Maharaj was the king of entire Bhumandala. And he ruled for 36,000 years. Now when he finished ruling here, this planet, what did he get next? Whole planet of Dhruvaloka. Let's hear the Dhruvaloka is described in the 5th canto, chapter 23, text number 1. Because now we will hear, this is further down, Sukadeva Goswami gives a description of the planet of Dhruva Maharaj. Sukadeva Goswami continues, my dear king, this is referring to Parikshit Maharaj. One 1,300,000 yojana above the planet of seven sages is the place that learned scholar described as the abode of Vishnu. There, the son of Maharaj Uttanapad, the great devotee Maharaj Dhruva, still resides as the life and source of all living entity who live until the end of creation. Agni, Indra, Prajapati, Kashyapa and Dharma all assemble there to offer him a honor and respectful obeisances. They circumambulate him with their right side towards him. I have already described the glories of activities of Maharaj Dhruva in the 4th canto. So in other words, they see the opulence of, so he gets the planet that will last to the end of the creation of the material world. And in fact, it says eternal. Actually, it doesn't get destroyed. So he's now. This is the opulence of Dhruva Maharaj. And his all the planet they go around the planet go around orbit, isn't it? Orbit? Yeah, planetary orbits. Yeah, they all go around the planet. And in fact, also the Lord Siradakshai Vishnu, who is the Paramatma in all living entities, he also resides in Sirasirsagar, in the same planet as Dhruva Maharaj. Such was the Dhruva Maharaj, and he's still living, and he's living and ruling. Such as their opulence. And Prabhupada said, that opulence is direct benefit. benediction of Lakshmi Devi. Why? Again, Dhruva Maharaj is engaged in the Lord's service. He's not engaging that opulence in the his own personal enjoyment. Now, further down in the purport, Prabhupada's quotes Srimad Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, the benefits or the benediction offered by demigods are temporary. Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita in 7.23 says these are temporary. Prabhupada's quote says, the material opulence a person obtained by offering prayers to the goddess of Durga are temporary, as described in Bhagavad Gita 7.23. Antavat tu phalam tesam tad abhavati alpa medasa. The benefits received from the gods, demigods, are antavat. It has end. Anta means that destroys, finishes. It's, in other words, temporary. Correct? So Krishna is saying that. Antavat tu phalam tesam tad bhavati alpa medasa. Devan deva yato yanti madhakti yanti mamakam. If you worship the demigod, where do you go? Krishna says. You go to the planet of demigods. Yes, if you worship demigod, where do you go? Krishna?
The planet
of demigod, yes. And if you worship Lord Krishna, where do you go?
Planet of
Lord Krishna. Where is that? Goloka Vrindavan. Wow. What about Vaikuntha? Yes, Vaikuntha also. It's a spiritual world, yes. You can go to Vaikuntha, you can go to Goloka, you can go to Mathura, Dwarka. They are all spiritual planets. So if you worship Lord Krishna, you go to his world, his abode. And Lord Krishna says, if you worship the demigod, you go to the planet of the demigod. Where is the planet of the demigod?
The upper planet,
the Swarga, the heavenly planet, where the opulence of heavenly planet is very great. I was just hearing a lecture by Lord Govinda Prabhu, who was describing the heavenly planet. He said, every wall in the heavenly planet is made of gold. And how big the residence is. He described, I think it was 10 crore, the size of the area, 10 crore miles or kilometer. They have walls, they're just made up purely gold. Such is the opulence. And he says that there, if you go there, you don't have to cook. I was just making a joke for the ladies. He said, ladies don't have to cook. Because there, they have as you wish, if you want a pizza, just wish and think there's pizza there, as he was saying. If you want a pasta, you just wish, and then it's ready. And then they said, what do the ladies do there? And they don't have to cook, they don't have to clean, because their body is all it does not smell. It's fragrant, always clean, there's no dust, and there's no dirt there. So what do they do all day? That's what he's saying. Generally, ladies we engage in the cooking, cleaning, household stuff. And there, everything is desired and it happens. Everything is there. Yeah? You don't get old. The life, the maximum youth you're going to get is about 16, and then remain there, remain in that life for an entire period of your time in heavenly planet. So you're 16 years old, you don't smell, you don't have to cook. What do you do all day? Huh? It says, sing and dance it's glorifying. He said they are always engaged in enjoyment. Enjoyment is either singing, swimming, sports. You know, these are the activities that the heavenly planets. You know. However, as Krishna says, Swarga Loka. What is the word? Bhagavad Gita. Chine Punne. Yes, your enjoyment is a banked. As long as you have a punya in your pocket, you can spend there and stay there. And chine punya mrityu loka vishanti. Once your bank balance is of punya is out, you are down back to A for apple. Yes? B for
bat.
B for bat. Yes. Come back and do A for apple, B for bat, C for cat. Chine punya mrityu loka vishanti. So it's temporary. Doesn't matter. So it's not a good deal. That's why Bhagavatam says, let's do the great deal. Let's go for a bigger deal. What's the bigger deal? He said, don't go to heavenly planet because it's temporary. Go to spiritual world which is permanent. Imagine you go there, you have to come back. Live there and there's no, you don't have to do A for apple, B for bat. Yeah? Did you learn that right? What's your name? Sorry?
Keshav,
yes. Keshav. We have a audience, Keshava, Krishna and
Akshay,
yes. So, did you do A for apple? Yes? You learned ABCD like that? A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Yeah? Did you do that? Yes. So Krishna says, yes, if you can go to heavenly planet, but the enjoyment or the life is there temporary. Yes, you have to come back. And Bhagavatam gives the alternative or option for permanent. Where you don't have, you will get all the benefits of heavenly planets in the spiritual world. There you will be engaged permanently in the service of the Lord. Yes. In the Srila Prabhupada, in the purport further goes to the story of Ravana. Quotes the story of Ravana. Ravana abducted Sita. Why did he abduct Sita? Because he wanted to enjoy her. He wanted to make her his wife. Huh? Prabhupada says, the story of Ravana illustrates this point. Although Ravana tried to abduct goddess of fortune Sita Devi from the custody of Lord Ramachandra, he could not possibly do so. The Sita Devi he forcibly took with him was not original Sita Devi, but expansion of Maya or Durga Devi. In other words, Prabhupada is trying to make a point that whatever material opulence you may have or wanted to obtain, and these are all temporary. Even the Ravana had a opulence. He was living in the West, Sri Lanka. Yes, and Sri Lanka was made of gold, house and the palace was made of
gold.
Imagine, wow! You know how much gold? How do they? How do they? Is it ounce or what's the measurement of gold they use? Carat, yes. How many carats of pure gold we can find here? 24 carats, right? And I think they sell it in the measurement of tola, which is 10 gram, right? How much is the gold of 10 gram or ounce?
10 grams?
Yeah, 10 gram, how much?
1 tola something.
Yeah, how much is it?
30,000
rupees or dollar. Yeah, expensive for this one, very expensive. Huh? Yes. So, the entire palace is made of gold. Wow, that's opulent. Yes? Then you have all the walls, everything is just made of gold, diamonds or the gems. My wife had one of those sapphire gems, and then I think it was a ring. it had a crack, so we went and said, okay, let's go and check it out if we can replace it. It was just a little tiny. Then we went to a jeweler and said, well, how much is to replace this tiny gem, this sapphire? And he says, 2,500 Australian dollar. I said, it was tiny. It was just, you know, like barely you can just fit in it, you know, like just there. And he said, $2,500. And then I asked him, where did it come from? I said, oh, it's a very precious stone. It comes from Earth. And I said, and it was just tiny like this. And $2,500. I said, oh, thank you, Prabhu. thank you. It was like, in Ravana's palace, they were about this size. They were everywhere. They were actually illuminating the, you just shine this in a little light and then they can generate the palace was lit by these diamonds and gems and jewels. That was the opulence of Ravana's palace. What happened? He got more and greedy and he wanted to enjoy even Mother Sita. And he abducted her. But by Krishna's arrangement, by Lord Ramachandra's arrangement, that Sita he's taken is, Prabhupada saying, is illusory Sita. But she stayed in Sri Lanka as well. The original Sita was taken by, kept in the guard of Agnidev. They kept the real Sita and then the illusory Sita was given, taken by Ravana. So even though she was illusory, I mean, still, what happened to Ravana? Yeah, gone. Yeah, got killed. By who? Lord Ramachandra. Yes. If the opulence or the assets you have is not used in the Lord, or if you misuse it, what happens? Ultimately, it will be destroyed, be taken away. Prabhupada says, as a result, instead of winning favor of the real goddess of fortune, Ravana and his whole family were vanquished by power of Durga Devi. And Prabhupada quotes a verse from Brahma Samhita, chapter 5, text 44. Sististhiti pralaya sadhana sakti reka. Do you know that verse? Say. Okay. Who knows? Sististhiti pralaya sadhana sakti reka. Chaye payasya bhuvanani vibharti durga. Ichchanu rupam api yasya chateshtate sa govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. In this verse, Lord Brahma is outlining the duties of Durga Devi. What does she do? Srishti. She helps in the process of Srishti, a creation. Stiti, the maintenance of the living entities in this material world. Srishti, Stiti, and Pralaya. She also takes part in Pralaya, or destruction. Srishti, Stiti, Pralaya, Sadhana, Shakti, Eka. The only, she's the most powerful personality. She's in charge of this material world, in other words. She is the only one. Of course, the Lord Shiva and everybody, but she is in charge of this material world. And how does she do this? Chayeva yasya bhuvanani vibharti durga. Chaya, what chaya? Chaya, you know chaya means? No, Hindi? Shadow. So Durga conducts, or Mother Durga is doing the service, is taking apart, she's in charge of Srishti, creation, maintenance, and destruction. But how does she do that? As a shadow of Govinda. She follows the direction. You know what the shadow is look like? So shadow, whatever you walk, it follows you. Whatever you do, see that it does. Yes? If I put my hand fist and it looks like a fist. If I open my hand, it's gonna open my hand. If I walk, it walks with me. Similarly, Lord Brahma says, Durga Devi conducts under the Govinda's guidance over the Lord Shiva or Lord Vishnu as a shadow. However, she is in charge of the Srishti, Stiti, Pralaya. Ichhanurupa, she works according to the will of the Lord. So her duty in this material world is a, we call it a thankless task. Mother Durga does a thankless task. What does she do? She has to keep all the living entity from the bad living entity, or the living entity who do not serve Krishna. She is keeping them here. That's Durga. So how does she conduct? Ichha anurupa of Govinda. She conducts under the direction of Govinda. And she does all these tasks. Govindam adi purusham tamaham vajami. I found a very beautiful love. I'll just end this quote. This is Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture in Los Angeles in November 27, 1968. He nicely explained this this sloka. I'll just read it to you. He says, this is the part of the lecture that he gave. He says, it is a Maya's thankless task, Prabhupada says. But the Maya is obedient servant of Krishna. Mama Maya, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. He says, my Maya. So Maya is not degraded. Maya is faithful servant of Krishna. She is faithfully serving. That is the state, that is stated in Brahma Samhita 5.44. You should read so many nice books you have. What is Maya? What is Maya doing? That is stated in Brahma Samhita. Srishti, Stiti, Pralaya, Sadhana, Sakti Eka, Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Vibharati Durga. Durga is Maya. Now, what is the position of Maya? Maya is so strong that Srishti, Stiti, Pralaya, she can perform creation, maintenance, and dissolution of this whole universe. She is so powerful. The material nature is very powerful. So, Srishti, Stiti, Pralaya, Sadhana, Sakti, Eka. Alone, she, Eka, alone, she can do this as a good as good as Krishna, all Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srishti Siddhi Pralaya Sadhana Satyika. But she is just like a shadow, Chayeva Yasya. Chayeva Yasya. She is working just like a shadow. Just like here is a shadow of my hand. If I shake my hand, the shadow also shakes. The Maya is acting like that. In Bhagavad Gita also, it is said, Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. Under my superintendence, prakriti or nature or Maya is acting. Chayeva yasya bhuvanani vivarti durga. And the next line, Ichhanurupa api yasya chatishtha. That Maya Devi acting under the direction of the personality. And who is that Supreme Personality? Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. This is Prabhupada's explanation of this verse, Srishti Sthiti Vayasadhan. That's how the Prabhupada ends with this purport. Okay, I'll end here. Any questions, comments, corrections? Take a mic, Nandi.
Just would like to confirm with you if my understanding is right regarding to the blessings of Lakshmi Devi to Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj and Purpandan Prabhupada mentioned. It's the same like the blessings of the Lord. Can we understand that along with the blessings of Krishna, the blessings of Lakshmi Devi, it's there? It's included, or she can bless independently?
So whatever the spiritual benediction we receive, may it be from the Lord directly, or directly from Mother Lakshmi, as I understand, there go hand in hand. They are the same. They're not different. So if the Lord grants a benediction to Prahlad Maharaj, that is actually coming from Lakshmi as well, or sanctioned by Lakshmi. Yeah? She will just act as she said in the verse, that she's in the heart of the Lord and she's always looking for a benefit of the devotees. If the Lord grants the benefit, and that is sanctioned by Lakshmi Devi herself. So it's no difference. As I understand your question correctly, that saying that if the benediction would, in the case of Dhruva Maharaj or Prahlad Maharaj, benediction was received from the Lord, right? Where is the Lakshmi Devi in the picture? But Lakshmi Devi always serves the Lord, and anything that Lord's given, that's obviously approved by Lakshmi Devi. That's my understanding. In this case. So they're not benediction from Durga Devi or elsewhere. So in the picture, if you look, if any benediction that's given, even the benediction, if you utilize, even the you receive from the demigods, if it's being utilized in the service of the Lord, it falls into a different category. If the opulences or any benediction that's been received from the demigods, if it's used in the personal aspirations or benefit, then that comes into a different category. Yeah. So all the benefit that are received by, like for example, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, even Amrish Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj, they are directly sanctioned by Lakshmi Devi, and they will come under the category of, okay, that is in the spiritual benedictions. They will use the opulences in the service of the Lord. So therefore, that opulence, that benediction or that opulence you have received is the direct sanction of Lakshmi Devi. If that opulence is used for the, like for example, Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, or any anybody else, it's in a different category, or in the category of literacy from Durga Devi, and that's illusory or temporary. Yeah.
At the same time, trying to understand the motivation of the devotee or who is asking the prayer, because we see, for example, the gopis when they are receiving to Katyayani, for example. It's Durga in one sense.
Correct.
And the mood, they will have the approach, and what is the intention in their prayers. I was also trying to understand how Lakshmi, in the form of Durga or Devi, she is also granting blessings. And in one way, apparently, as an independent from Vishnu, but that is more related to who is approaching to her.
Yes.
And what is the motive?
It is the intention, what is important. Like, yes, as you mentioned, the gopis, they were worshipping Katyayani, in other words, in the form of Durga. But what is the intention behind? It is to gain Krishna. And that is not wrong. If you go to Lord Shiva or any demigods for that matter, and say, my dear devotees, my dear Lord, please give me an ability or give me something to utilize that blessings in the service of the Lord, and that is okay. That is, yeah. So, if you receive a benediction or in the form of material opulence, if you use it in the Krishna service, that is okay. That is what Prahlada Maharaj did, that's what Dhruva Maharaj did, that's what Yudhishthira Maharaj did, that's what Ambarish Maharaj did. So, yes. The intention is what's needed. The entire devotional service is what you, or devotional service equals what is your intention, what is your emotion, what is your offering to Krishna. End of the day, all the opulences and everything for Krishna is zero. He's the owner. What is there? What is he? Well, what are we offering? We're offering our emotion, our mind, our that is what Krishna is looking for. Yeah. Any other? Yes,
Prabhu. Well, Maharaj narrated all those three, upper, lower, and heavenly planets from his father.
Mm-hmm.
So after he became a king, did he give back that Sargaloka to Indra, or he continued to rule?
So I'll just repeat the question for online listeners. The question is, when Prahlada Maharaj became a king after Hiranyakashipu, and Hiranyakashipu was ruling all three planetary system, did Prahlada Maharaj give that the kingdom back to Indra? I haven't had the reference, but my understanding would be yes, because he's a devotee to start with, and he knows what is the system of the Lord. Lord has made Indra the king of heaven. Lord had made the king, the Chandra, Varuna, Vayu, and all these demigods in their position. They are given that responsibility. And why would Prahlada Maharaj take that responsibility from the Lord, knowing the fact that this is given by, so this position is given by personality God? My explanation would be yes, he would have returned it, and he would have only ruled where he was supposed to rule, as maybe Bhumandala, I'm guessing. And as a devotee, he would have given yes, because the kingdom of heavenly planets and other planets were forcibly taken by him because he was so powerful. He was forced, used, and he was powerful, he won. I mean, he then taken over. But Prahlad Maharaj's case, that's not what we find, that he's maintained or kept that those, no. He would have used or become a king the way he was supposed to be. And then they all managed to have.
They have to wait for a grandson, Bali Maharaj.
Yes.
Vikram has to take and give back.
That can be confirmed why Bali Maharaj was trying to also conquer the heavenly planet, because it wasn't under the...
Correct, yes. And that confirms, yes, you're right, yeah. So, if we hear historically in Srimad Bhagavatam that when Prahlad Maharaj's son is Virochana, Virochana's son is Bali Maharaj, when Bali Maharaj became a king, so, long story short, Bali Maharaj took over, he took over again. So that means that Prahlad Maharaj must have given that reign back to the respective demigods, including Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Vayu and everything. Yeah, they had their, yes. So if you look at it historically, yes. Bali Maharaj does again goes and claims that heavenly planets, but yeah. So that, thank you, that confirms that, my point, saying yes, Prahlad Maharaj must have given back the kingdom. Yes, Mataji, do you want to take the mic?
Just because Hiranyakashipu unlawfully took possession of the heavens, mm-hmm. and Indra is the king of heaven, so mm-hmm. that should belong to
correct.
Them. So if it was unlawfully taken, then Prahlad Maharaj would give back.
Correct, yes, yeah, that's the point I was making, same thing, yeah. Yeah. Okay, any other points? Krishna? Question? No? Good. Alright, we'll end here. Kantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Prahlad Maharaj Ki Jai. Devi ki jai, Shri Radha Vallabh ki jai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadramayi ki jai, Shri Gaudita ki jai, Prabhupada ki jai, Hare Krishna.